Today we're joined by a studio audience who will laugh out loud and clap at appropriate times, or perhaps inappropriate times.
Time will tell. Welcome to episode 47 of A People's Guide to Publishing, the podcast. I am your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher, founder and CEO of Microcosm, and the author of the book, People's Guide to Publishing.
And I'm Ellie Blue, editor and marketing director at Microcosm. And today,
we're going to trace
the history
of how a book becomes a book.
They don't all start with you meeting someone at a party.
They what? Oh.
Not anymore.
I'm sad for these people and their exciting lives.
Today we're going to talk about one of our newest books, just back from the printer, Fuck Happiness by Ariel Gore.
Mm-hmm. Comes out in, I think, May?
Does it
a month out? In the future from now?
March 15th, actually.
March
15th. 1 month.
Coming right up.
That is coming right up. So, Joe, what's the story of Fuck Happiness?
So, once upon a time, in a Portland far, far behind us, you, with affordable rent and with a social scene that was 100 people at best, you could literally meet all of the most successful people in the span of going to 3 different parties. And I think, though I'm not entirely positive, that's how I met Ariel in the first place, though we had people in common, which I guess speaks to all the aforementioned details. I remember once, it was actually across the street from my house, there was a gathering at Mark's place where Ariel was workshopping the contents and ideas for who she should talk to in How to Become a Famous Writer Before You're Dead, because, as she put it, I've made up too many fake interviews with dead people already, and my editor says I can't do that anymore.
Joe, tell us the story of Fuck Happiness.
So, years later.
In 2010.
4-8 years later, maybe. She did a book with FSG, a division of Macmillan, called Bluebird, that was about women and happiness, but... Oh, look at that! We do have a copy!
Of Bluebird by Ariel Gore.
Do you like how no time has passed since we looked for that copy?
It was like the blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. I feel my life just fading away.
And so this book came out, the acquiring editor... So if you want to understand the politics of major publishers, the acquiring editor left, I believe she said, the day after they signed the book. Ooh. And the editor that inherited the project did not understand what the book was, which I think is fairly clear in the way that it came out.
She tried to position it as sort of like an Eat, Pray, Love, like, bougie women's empowerment book.
Mm-hmm. And that's just not who Ariel is. And so, invariably, this book, which retailed for $24, and, you know, it's not a bad book. It was actually my favorite thing that she had written to date.
It's a really good book, but yeah. You wouldn't know it from the cover.
It's just a very inscrutably developed book.
Yes, the title is Bluebird, Women in the New Psychology of Happiness, and the cover literally has a pastel toy bird on it. That's like sitting on top of like a fancy wedding cake, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like a wedding cake.
So it makes no sense.
It makes you think that it's sort of about like how happy getting married will make you. Which, spoiler alert, is not what the book is about.
Kind of the opposite.
Mm-hmm. The book is about how unhappy that will make you. But more specifically, the book is about how women have not been included in studies on happiness, how the barometers and metrics are all just sort of misguided and false. It's like they're studying the wrong things. They're not including women in the studies. The studies of depression are including women instead. No. It's smart. She was years ahead of Gretchen Rubin, who wrote about these same things to much greater acclaim through much clearer book development. And
without the feminist edge, I gotta say.
Right, yes, there was that. Sorry, Gretchen.
Love you, Gretchen.
Yeah.
But let's get you a little more radical here.
The facts. We also have a distribution company, and one day when we went to reorder copies of Bluebird, we were told that the book was no longer in print. And we said, oh, okay, that normally just means that it'll be going to paperback. So I inquired with our salesperson and said, okay, well, when is it going to come out in paperback? And they said, no plans. And then I, confused, I said, well, this book is like 8 years old. You're not going to like reprint the hardcover, are you? And they said, out of stock indefinitely, which is like the worst words in publishing, because it literally means we don't know what we're going to do next. Like, we don't have a plan. Like, we haven't decided to kill it, we haven't decided to bring it back to life, or keep it alive.
Or living in limbo.
Yeah.
It was a zombie book.
And this happens a lot, as you might imagine, especially at a larger publisher. Normally the author does not know this, which is kind of the weird... And we've been in this position repeatedly over the years, where we know this kind of information before the author does. So we went to her and we said, this is the situation, what do you think about us doing the paperback? And she said, cool. And then... A month later, she had wrestled, well, her agency had wrestled the rights back from the publisher. And 2 years later, we have, oh well, are about to publish this book.
Fuck Happiness! And you might note some developmental differences, especially if you're watching along on our vlogcast on YouTube.
It's more or less the same.
We went from pastel wedding cake, like super feminine, super like gauzy, to bright yellow with bright red art and an illustration of like a smiling face wearing bright lipstick holding up the corners of their mouth into a garish smile with their middle fingers. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I'm just going to do it.
That was pretty good.
Can I say yours?
You're performative.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Your performative smile really sold it. You know, the book was very popular out of the gate. We've pre-shipped a lot. And, you know, it seems like it's a good match. It seems like the world is ready for the book to tell you what it's actually about. And for the right people to find it and read it, rather than people that want to learn how weddings will make them happy.
And, like, since Bluebird came out, positive psychology has become so much more huge. And yeah. There has actually been less critique of it rather than more. Which, like, you know, positive psychology has a lot going for it, but it's also, like, you know, you want those things. You want to critique those things.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, like, make it better for everybody.
Hopefully.
And this book does that. It taps into that sort of primal feeling that you get when somebody tells you to smile, and you'd be more beautiful if you smiled, or you should just smile. Ugh, I'm digging again.
This has been A People's Guide to Publishing. The podcast, episode 47. I am your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher.
I'm Ellie Blue. I do a lot of coming up with funny titles.
Mm-hmm. And
including this one.
Serious props to Lindsay Cleworth, who delivered this more or less finished project, first draft.
Lindsay, you kicked ass on this one. Woo!
Let's do it again.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Till next week. Where we talk about smut. Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosmpublishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon, on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.